to the back Green University in Canada. And he very much desired that the foreigners, especially Americans, would join this movement. That was his desire in 1896. And then in 1918, my Guru Maharaj started with this mission, one institution known as Gaudiya Math. Perhaps some of you know the name Gaudiya Math. And he was trying to spread this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by chance or by prediction, as you think, I was taken to work with Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur by one of my friends. I did not want to go there, but he forcibly took me there. And he ordered me that you preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English language. This is very much essential. On the first meeting, he told me like that. That was my first meeting with him. At that time, I was in favor of Gandhi's movement. So I said that we are, I'm going to say, not independent, subjugated. Who will hear our message? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur refuted my argument. I was very much pleased. I had so many talks. But I was very much pleased to be defeated. That this so-called nationalism or any ism, they are all temporary. The real need is the self-realization. So I was convinced, but at that time, although he wanted me to immediately join him and spread this movement. So at that time I was a married man, young man. I was married in 1918. And I got a son also at the time, 1921. And in 1922 I met him. At that time, I was manager in a big chemical factory. So I thought that I am a married man, I have got so many responsibilities. How I can join immediately? It is not my duty. Of course, that was my mistake. I should have joined immediately. I should have taken the opportunity immediately. But Maya is there. So I thought like that. So that's a long history. And then in 1968, when I was 54 years old. 1954, yes. 1954, I was at that time 58 years. So I left home and I was living alone. Then 1958, I took sannyas. And then I decided to take up the responsibility of my Guru Maharaj. I thought that my other god brothers are trying, so I am not capable to do it. They are better situated. But somehow or other, they could not do very much appreciative activities in this connection. So when I was 70 years old, I decided now I must do and execute the order of my Guru Maharaj. And thus, this movement was started in 1965 from New York. And I was not very much hopeful because it is a very difficult task. Just opposite the European and Western culture. I came, when I first came, I had no money. So I got a free passage through some Indian steam navigation company. So I came by ship. So when I was on the ship at Boston port, Commonwealth port, I was thinking that I have come here, I do not know what is the purpose. Because how the people will accept this movement? They are differently educated, and as soon as I will say, "So, my dear sir, you have to give up meat eating and illicit sex and no intoxication and gambling," they will say, "Please go home." Because that was the experience. One of my god brother, he went to London, and he had the opportunity to talk with one big man, Marquis of Jutland. Marquis of Jutland was formerly governor of Bengal. At that time, I was a student. He was a Scotsman, and I was a student of the Scottish Church's college. So he came to see our college, and he was standing in front of me in the second year class. So he was a very nice, good gentleman. So he proposed to my god brother whether you can make me a Brahman. So my god brother proposed, "Yes, we can make anyone Brahman, provided you follow this principle. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling." So that Lord Jutland immediately replied, "Impossible." So I was thinking that I will propose something which is impossible. Anyway, let me try. So now by the grace of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the presence of my Guru Maharaj, you are so nice boys and girls. So in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra and you are taking part in it very seriously. So my Guru Maharaj will be very, very much pleased upon you and bless you with all benefits. He wanted this, and it is not that he is dead and gone. That is not spiritual understanding. Even ordinary living being, he does not die. Na hannate hannamane sarire. And what to speak of such exalted upright personality like Bhakti Siddhanta. He said, I never feel that I am alone. Of course, when I came to your country without any friend, without any means, practically just like a vagabond, but I had full faith that my Guru Maharaj is with me. I never lost this faith, and this is fact. There are two words, Bani and Bopu. Bani means words, and Bopu means his physical body. So, Bani is more important than the Bopu. Bopu will be finished. This is material body. It will be finished. That is the nature. But if we keep to the Bani, to the words of spiritual master, then we remain very fixed up. It doesn't matter. Just like Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken 5,000 years ago. But if you keep to the words of Krishna, then it is always fresh and guiding. Not that because Arjuna personally listened to Krishna about the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, therefore he knew it. That is not the fact. If you accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you should know that Krishna is present before you in his words in the Bhagavad Gita. This is called spiritual reality. It is not mundane historical incidences. If we keep evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājaṁ saya vidhu sakāneena jūvanaśta parampara. If you don't keep in touch with the original link, then it will be lost. And if you keep touch with the original link, then you are directly hearing Krishna. Similarly, Krishna and Krishna's representative, spiritual master, if you keep always intact and link with the words and instruction of the superior authority, then you are always fresh. This is spiritual understanding. Najayate nam niyateva kadachit nitta sasatayam purana. Purana means very old. Yet like Krishna, the Supreme Being, he must be very old because he is the original person. But the Brahma Samhita says, Addaite Achyute Anadi Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusa Navajogupam. Purana Purusha, the oldest person, but you will find him Navajogupanuncha, always a fresh youth. That is God. God is not a material that it gets old. The body gets old. So you are hearing this philosophy daily, try to understand more and more. We have got so many books. And this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my disciple's succession, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then my spiritual master. Then we are trying our level best. Similarly, you will also try your level best on the same principle. Then it will go on. Same principle. It doesn't matter whether one is born in India or outside India. No. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite asidato navaradigram, as many towns and cities and villages are there, he did not say it to make a fuss. He, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, saw that sometimes I am very much criticized that I am making foreigners a Brahmana, the caste Brahmins in India. They are very much against me. But this is not fair. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that all over the world his message will be broadcast, does it mean that it will be simply a cinema show? No. He wanted that everyone should become perfect Vaishnava. That is his purpose. It is not to make a fuss, some lecturing and also mutual praising society. No. It is Krishna society. Everyone who will join this Krishna society movement, he is more than a Brahmin. Brahmin, what is Brahmin? Brahmin is also material. A devotee is more than Brahmin. The Brahminical culture is included only. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Brahmana means one who knows the absolute truth, Brahma. He is Brahmana. But that is not very fixed. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdati. Brahma is impersonal, effulgent. And then further progress, realization of the localized aspect, Paramatma, Antarjami, finally understanding the Supreme Person, Krishna. Supreme Person, that is the final understanding. So, people cannot understand how the Supreme, the origin of everything, can be a person. That is their difficulty. Because they are thinking, person God, how is it possible? God is great and He is the creator of everything. How a person can do that? Yes. That is the Vedic version. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karan. He is the cause of Brahma, he is the cause of Super Soul. So, ordinary man cannot understand. Avajananti Manamurha Manasim Tanumas. He requires Krishna's grace to understand. So try to receive Krishna's grace through the disciplic succession, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we'll understand everything. Jasya devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha virau. This is the process, Vedic process. One should have unflinching faith in God and spiritual man. Don't jump over God, crossing the spiritual master, then it will tell you. You must go through. You are observing Vyas Puja ceremony, the birth anniversary of our Guru Maharaj. Why? We cannot understand Krishna without spiritual master. That is bogus. If anyone wants to understand Krishna jumping over the spiritual master, then immediately he becomes a bogus. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Rata Bij. That is Vedic in the answer. Tatvidhi Panipatena Paripasnena Sevaya. Nobody can understand Krishna without going through his most confidential servant. This is the meaning of this Vyas Puja. You cannot surpass if you think that you have become very learned and very advanced. Now you can avoid a spiritual master and you understand Krishna. Very bogus. That is the meaning of this Vyas Puja ceremony. We should always pray Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. Jasya Prasad. Only by the grace of spiritual master we can achieve the grace or mercy of Krishna. This is the meaning of this Vyas Puja. Offering obeisances by parampara system. So, you have taken a very nice line of activities, spiritual activities. Of course, as far as possible, we have tried to give you instruction, books, but remain always faithful to the spiritual master and try to understand Krishna. And if you simply understand Krishna, then your life is successful. Janma karma so divvam me jo janati tat. The human life is meant for understanding Krishna. That is the perfection of it. Any other so-called understanding, that is simply waste of time. Because we are under the grip of the material nature. You may be very learned scholar, you may be a fool, it doesn't matter. You are under the laws of material nature. So before finishing this small span of life, we have got this human form of life, it will be finished. As the cats and dogs' life also finished. But if we try through the Guru and Vaishnava, then we can achieve in this life the full success. Not failure like cats and dogs' life. That is the opportunity. So, as far as possible, we are trying to lead you in this line, and you kindly follow, then your life will be successful. That is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to deliver these fallen souls, the conditioned souls, rotting in this material world. Krishna himself, Krishna comes himself, Krishna sends his devotees, Krishna comes as devotee just to execute this mission to reclaim the fallen soul from the clutches of illusory energy material world. Thank you very much.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj ki jai. Go pray, Mananda. So we are very fortunate to be in the line of
the great acharyas who are passing down to us this knowledge, and in such a way that we have a system that is authorized. It is coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his disciples, passed down through a line of spiritual teachers. It's been given to us through the great acharyas like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. And we're fortified with as much knowledge as we can digest, which is coming through the Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone who connects to this process sincerely in the proper way will find quick advancement in devotional service and protection on all sides from these great personalities. As Prabhupada said, don't think that they're not present. They're present in their instructions, their transcendental personalities. As he said, even ordinary personalities don't die. Nahanyate hanyamani sharire. What to speak of the great acharyas who are our guardians. So if we follow in their footsteps properly, our success is sure. This is the great protection they have afforded us. So we honor this day, we celebrate this day of the great acharya, his divine grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose entire life and mission was to benefit others. He was paradukaduki. He was suffering to see the suffering of others. In his logo for the Gaudiya Math, you may have seen that. It has various emblems on the logo. One of them is, it's on the book, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's book. Here's a copy. On this logo, among other things, expressing the mission, there's the printing press. It's listed. You can look at it closely here later. That's okay, I'm not going to show. There, the printing press is there. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta especially coined the phrase, the Brihat Madanga. He said, this kind of Madanga drum can be heard for a few blocks. But the Brihat Madanga, or the printing press, we're making the written kirtan, and that is distributed all over the world. And people come in contact with that. It's the same vibration, but it can go house to house, country to country. And it can stay in someone's house for 20 years until someone picks it up and reads it. And then Krishna is directly speaking. He's getting the instruction of the great acharyas. So he stressed so much on printing books, and Srila Prabhupada picked up that particular instruction from him to print books. I was just reading in another lecture Prabhupada was giving on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's appearance day, and he was at the end of the lecture especially stressing that we should distribute books for the benefit of others so they can get this knowledge and become benefited. And so that's what we're doing here. We're following first and foremost these regulations and the process of pure devotional service as enunciated in these books that have been given to us for self-purification, for the sake of going back home, back to Godhead. In our business, we heard today, Prabhupada mentioned that you must stay busy. And our business is to use our intelligence, use all our senses to spread Krishna consciousness as far as possible, to as many people as possible, to invent ways, to find out where people live, to find out what their needs, interests, and concerns are, so that we can present to them Krishna consciousness. So this is the substantial way of worshiping the great acharya, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is to find out what his actual mission was and then to follow that carefully in one's own life. Then one becomes promoted in Krishna consciousness. Yasya devi para bhaktir yata devi tatakaro tasyaite katita hyarta prakashanti mahatmanaha. When one has firm faith in Krishna and the spiritual master, then one can understand the import of all the Vedic literature. One can understand the purpose of it all. And from from within and from without, one gets perfect direction to move forward in Krishna consciousness and make a complete success in this life. Prabhupada mentioned that for one who fully embraces this process, following in the footsteps of the acharyas, and tries sincerely to spread Krishna consciousness and take it him or herself, Lord Chaitanya personally promotes such a person in Krishna consciousness. It's not that I can push forward and assume some advanced position, but if I sincerely try to follow these instructions, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself will promote such a devotee to a higher position. Shushrusho Sharadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevya Vipra Punya Tirtana Shevanat. One will get superior strength and knowledge and a taste for hearing Krishna Kata, which is non-different from Krishna, by doing such service. So we're going to perform the traditional Pushpanjali ceremony now. We have some nice flowers, I can see. And the system is on the appearance day of our Param Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is sitting on Srila Prabhupada's normal seat on the Vyasasana, and Prabhupada's sitting below. So we'll stand in a semicircle and we'll recite the Mangalcharan prayers all the way through, and at the end we'll say the pranam mantras for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then three times we'll offer flowers as a flower abhishek for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And after each offering, then we offer our dandavat pranams. And after that, we'll have a guru puja. And then we'll have artik. And then we'll have prasadam. Are there any questions or comment from the pundit? No? Okay. Then let's put away all the books and the asans, and then we can assemble in front of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Go Premanande.